kind of discouraging.
So, have they started?
Yeah, they all, well, one has been going on for a while. I guess the Crozet decided to leave the website up. Penn State or State College is running one until like the middle of December.
Yeah, I saw that advertised on Facebook.
The YMCA one is still up running till the middle of December. And then there's the Greenbelt Festival of Lights, which is getting me the most traffic, but not sales. We'll see. I put up a 20% discount offer and that goes off tomorrow. Oh, I forgot my, I left my coconut drink in the go. This is lunch. I left the green screen on my Amazon wish list, so maybe my daughter will get it for me for Christmas. You know anything about aluminize for metal prints?
No. I don't print. And it's been years, and I never printed. I used to do Cibachrome.
Okay. Yeah, I'm thinking of adding metal prints back on the website. I was using Metal Mouth, but I think they're quite expensive. They're probably really good, but I think it prices me out of the ballpark.
Are you drop shipping?
Yeah, I'd be drop shipping.
So it doesn't matter what the price is.
Well,
Because they're going to know ahead of time, so.
yeah, but I mean that my the price I was putting on them to make a profit, I think was too high.
Oh.
So I asked a friend about Bay Photo and he's like, once, never again. So I guess they haven't fixed their quality control issues.
wonder if we're going to get anybody today.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Turnbull. Hi. Hi, Erica.
Hi.
Hello. Happy Monday.
Erica, do you do any printing on metal?
I do not. I do mostly acrylic mount.
Okay. So what I see in the background there in your picture is acrylic mount.
Yes, the ones with the white borders, those are my prints. And I have, I do all my own printing. So I have only two sizes. I have 13 by 19 that are in 18 by 24 mats. And I have 5 by 7s that are in 8 by 10 mats. Mm-hmm. And that is all. And people don't believe me. I've done tons of troubleshooting, but for instance, this particular Canon printer will not print 11 by 14. So I can't do the 16 by 20 that a lot of folks I see will have at shows.
Yeah, my aspect ratio from the Nikon doesn't do an 11 by 14.
Okay.
Right, because it's 2 to 3.
Yeah, so I forget what I do. 12 by 18.
Matt, do you print, Allison, do you print your panoramics or do you send
them
out?
They're muted.
You do? Oh, okay. What kind of printer do you have? I have a Canon Pixma.
I have an Epson 3880.
Oh, okay. But yes, Allison, anything that doesn't have the white border behind me, all the art on the walls of my pop-up gallery, those are all acrylic mount.
There you go.
Okay.
Do you do your own or do you send them out?
I send that out.
Okay. Where do you go for them?
Art Mill out of Chicago.
Art Mill. I need to add, I've got canvas gallery wraps, but I need to add something that is easy to ship, but is a little higher quality. So I'm thinking metal, but.
Yeah, I've seen metal look really nice with some folks who have nature. Like, you know, both of us have some nature. I've seen mm-hmm. metal work really well.
So, Tom, welcome to the group.
Thank you. Thank you. Hi, everybody. My name is Tom Turnbull. I live in Nashville, Tennessee. I don't do a lot of Zoom, so if I'm missing something in the protocols, please correct me. But anyway, that's what I do. I'm a potter.
Well, we're getting quite a group today.
Yeah, people are coming in.
And where in the country did you say that you're located?
Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay.
Where are you, Erica?
Well, I'm Erica, and I am on the eastern shore of Maryland.
Oh, okay.
Annapolis?
Further than that. I'm about 30 minutes before you hit the ocean.
Okay. Okay.
Terry Jacobson is on the eastern shore in Virginia. You know her?
So Allison, you said you have this Epson 3880. As I said, with my Canon, I learned of that one size limitation. Does yours do everything that you want it to do?
Yeah, the The size limitation is your camera, is your image, not your printer, I would think. I mean, I can print an 11 by 14, but I have to cut off some of the image to get a full frame. And, you know, if I, once I've composed it in the camera, then I don't want to cut anything off. So it's like I print 8 by 12 rather than 8 by 10.
Larry, I'm waiting for you. You're the reason I'm here.
To do what?
I don't know. What are you going to do? Do you have something?
Magic tricks.
Magic.
Whatever's on your mind, Tom.
Yeah. There's no limitation. You can talk about whatever you want.
Okay. I have an iPhone 11. I set up a little booth sort of thing in my studio. My pictures look really bland.
They look what?
Bland, to be charitable. The pictures that you have taken for me have like really popped.
Email me a couple of your images and let me see. Maybe it just needs some editing.
Okay.
Send me the actual size.
We're going to get out of my technical ability very quickly. You're saying the actual size?
Well, if you're emailing them from your phone,
yeah,
you have small, medium, larger actual sizes options.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. I'm doing it right now. Okay.
So, Allison, when you were saying, and Larry was chiming in about the size from the camera to the paper, then explain to me what you mean. Because, for instance, on this actual printer, then when I go to print, I don't get an option for instance, an 11 by 14 size, whereas I can print, you know, the 13 by 19 size.
Hmm. Is there an option to set up your own parameters?
I've tried to troubleshoot it. I've looked in different forums, etc., and I've never found that ability. But I was just trying to make the differentiation and make sure I understand what you and Larry were saying. So explain to me what you mean about like the Nikon camera versus others.
It may be looking at the picture itself and telling you what sizes it will print at. You might try, you have Photoshop, you might try setting up like a square. Just you know, some kind of square picture. Just do a new and put something in it, and see if it gives you different sizes.
Well, in Photoshop, you can create your own sizes, and save them. So when you go to using the crop tool, it gives you the options of all the sizes you've saved.
But I don't like to crop. Well, other than cropping to make a panorama, but as far as the standard size, I don't want to take off you know, what I've composed. It's already composed perfectly. I don't want to be taking off edges.
Oh, now are you saying because you shoot full frame and then when you go to print in certain sizes, it crops it? Or you have to end up cropping
it? You have to crop it, yeah.
Okay, because you're shooting full frame.
Right. Now, I do get options on sizes, but I can also set up sizes. Like my panos, I have to set up special.
Yeah, but don't you take into account what goes underneath the mat?
Oh, yeah. But I only do like a quarter inch.
Right, but it's a quarter inch on all four sides.
Yes.
Tom, you can only send one picture at a time if you're sending them from your phone.
Okay.
Right. Otherwise, your phone will reduce them.
Have you not gotten anything at this point?
No, not yet. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can do this afterwards.
Yeah, okay. We may have to, okay. No, I can keep trying. Go ahead, you keep going.
Anybody see the spider behind my head?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So the real spider? Is anybody having any luck out there with advertising?
With what?
Advertising. I did a Facebook thing. I did a Facebook ad for like over, Black Friday through Cyber Monday, and I'm getting a lot of hits of people just popping in, looking once, and out.
I get the impression that Facebook has people that's all they do is go and look once, all the people that, because when I've done one, it seems, I'm getting like 5 or 6 hits a day until the last day, and then all of a sudden there's 100. And, I've done it like a week and no sales from it.
Yeah, I'm wondering if anything works.
I mean, I didn't do it this time this past week, but I've done it previously. And supposedly it only goes to people that are interested in whatever,
Yeah.
And
I haven't had much luck with it.
I tried it once, and I selected the demographic carefully, and I got all the wrong people.
Yeah, I usually don't get outside of the United States because I basically, my work being, Appalachian Mountain areas, it doesn't sell well outside of, Virginia, Maryland, Pennsylvania, North Carolina. So I usually, and I'm still getting a lot, and I don't, and that number has popped up from my usual, I usually get 5 or 6 views a day, so now I'm getting like 20, but they're still coming from all over, and I would expect to see them concentrated on the East Coast, and I'm not seeing it. I don't think it's, and I tried Google AdWords, but doing photography with Google AdWords is like, you want to put photography in your word, and you've got, now you're high page. To be on the first page, it's like $10 a hit.
I noticed something recently is that I have way more views at Pinterest than I do on Facebook or Instagram. And I think I have forgotten about Pinterest as a platform to have my work seen. And I'm just not looking at sales so much as I'm looking at how many people are looking at it. And I'm always surprised. So I'm trying to, I keep plugging away at it, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest. What else do I do? LinkedIn, as well as blogs to my dedicated customers. Whatever we can do. I just did the Artist Sunday thing, and I've been posting my ads and what do you call it? Cross-posting. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking, I'm tracking it on the website, looking at where those hits are coming from. Yeah. I have to apologize for how rudely I left our last meeting. I was so excited. My husband said I had a phone call with an order, and there have been so few and far between, I kind of forgot what to do.
That's very funny.
I'm pretty sure I've forgotten how to put the tent up.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, I should have logged out of Zoom, and I didn't, so I apologize for that.
I don't remember, so I don't think it's...
Yeah, see, it's just been pretty weird at our house here. We're juggling a lot of couple major things, and my business is on the back burner for sure, but it's my refuge for getting through this time.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just pulling out a bunch of scarves and hats that I've made in the last, I don't know, 10 years that never got shown, some of them, and putting them together to donate to a homeless outreach thing that our temple's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Figure I can at least get a tax deduction.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, those boxes are getting full, so mm-hmm. time to pull them.
Yeah. I have one piece of good news to share, at least good news in my little studio. Last month, I worked with someone who was putting together a style magazine. This is someone I've been working with on and off for 2 years. And we did a COVID-19 rules photo shoot. And it took a lot of planning and a lot of time, a lot of effort because we were so careful. But the result was she was really excited to see the quality of the images that we got. And she is publishing a magazine tomorrow.
Ooh.
And she did a special edition of Just My Work in addition to her regular magazine that also has some of the better images from the photo shoot. And I'm really pumped about it. I have no idea where this will go. But if I am not doing street art fairs, being featured in a style magazine is good for me.
Yeah.
And I'm just really excited. It seems like it's been the best thing to come out of this quarantine experience, is to produce a body of work that was influenced by the times that are we in, and then to figure out how to have a safe photo shoot. I'm not sure I would do it again really quickly, but we were successful when we did it. And that was only because the editor-in-chief and the photographer believe in science, and they are more obsessive about not getting COVID-19 than anybody else I know. And that's the kind of people you want to work with.
Yes.
Yeah. So we'll see. anyway, I'm very excited about it. If anybody wants the link to the magazine, what they do is they do a free online version. And then if you want, you can purchase a printed copy. It's printed on demand. And the quality of the printing is very nice. It's a delight to have a record of my work printed like this. And we'll see where it goes.
Do you have the link? Do you have the link?
I'll put it in the chat, see if I can figure out how to do that. Okay. So it's what you do is you go to the website for the magazine, which is called Tearsheet.pdx.com. Let me see if I can talk and type too. And that will take you to their website. You'll see the magazine issues. This is issue number 25 for December. And then it takes you to MagCloud, which is a free magazine viewing service. And you have the option to purchase a copy.
And which was yours, December, you said?
It's the December issue coming out tomorrow. And then if you want to check on it later, if you've missed that, then you can always go back to my website, and I'll probably have it, the link posted in the blog.
Oh, okay. That'd be good. Be easy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My magazine editor friend is just really perplexed that all of us do street fairs. She sees how much hard work it is, and in the middle of the city, how many risks there are with homeless, theft, city issues, parking. The thrill of it is that some of these shows in the city, we have our best sales because the communities come out to support the event in their own community. That's how it works for us. But she's helped me think about getting off the street. Sounds funny, doesn't it? And aiming a little higher. And I think being featured in a magazine is one step in my journey.
Yeah. I was thinking that was going to work for me early in the year, but I also think that my work sells best when people see it.
Well, I agree. And the other aspect of doing this photo shoot was for wearable artists, we miss the opportunity for people to touch the fabric, see the color, experience the garment on them, to see the fabric in motion. Mm-hmm. And the other issue for the photo shoot that we did, I was trying to find a way to get the models to move and capture the fabric in motion. Next week, I'm working with a video editor to see if we can put together maybe three different videos, short, medium, long, to give that performance sense of models moving in the fabric. And it's hard. There's a lot of techie things you have to figure out to do the video editing. But if I can have what we call video content that shows the fabric on a professional model moving, people might fall in love with it. And that's what I'm trying to do since we're not having the actual art fair experience. I do a lot of product shots on dress dummies, and they're fine for the product images you need for the website, but they're not very exciting. You know, it's just a dress dummy. So I think the wearable artists, we do need to work a little harder with our presentation. So that's what I've been working on.
It also helps if you let people know the size of the model. When you're, I've seen garments on models and then they don't tell you she's 5'11 and 120 pounds.
Well, that's interesting that you said that. One of the things that we did in the shoot is that we had four models. They were 18 years of age, 40 years of age, 50 years of age, and the fourth one, I can't tell how old she was. They were size 0, size 4, and size 12. And the other piece of information I have to have as a wearable artist is I have to be able to have the custom patterns ready for my clients, because most of the work I do is custom. It's really about send me your measurements. We'll talk about this. Let me design for your size. And here we go. So there's a huge amount of work in what I do. And it's mostly custom. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
And I try. So the models are size 4, but most of my customers are extra large.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen stuff that I like, except, like I said, it turns out the model's, close to 6 foot, and I'm a foot shorter. Mm-hmm. And, even if we're the same weight, that doesn't mean that
Well, that's where it depends on the designer, who has to say, okay, you're petite, therefore I adjust the pattern for your proportions. Well, so that's the back end of what I do.
Well, guys, it's nice to talk with people. I'm a potter. I work 10 hours a day alone in my studio. So it's nice to converse with someone. Thank you. And that being said, I'm going to get back to work.
Okay.
I love it.
I'll give you a call later.
That'd be great, Larry. Also, if I can, I tend to look at things, you know, the glass half empty, half full. My glass is overflowing. Mm-hmm. It really is. This is a great time to be a craftsman. And I get this time to work in my studio. My product does not go bad. I'm not dealing in produce. It is not going to rot. I can put it in a, mm-hmm. in a container outside in a shed. It'll be there 2 years from now. So, and my work has never been better. I have never had much time to focus on my work.
And so have any of you asked yourself the question, will you be doing shows next fall?
Absolutely.
If you had asked me in the spring, I would have said maybe. Now I'm saying yes. I realized that
there's a glimmer of hope.
I had a lot of interest early in the year, but I also realized that I did an exhibit, a big exhibit, at an art center here in February. I got it just out in time before things closed down. But I had a lot of sales after that, and I realized because people saw it in person for the most part. So
that's great.
I'm thinking I have to go back. I'm not going to go back. Well, my next show that I'm scheduled for is May. So I'm hoping that I'm not going to go unless I can get a vaccine.
Right.
But I think that I can get a vaccine by May.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good luck, everybody. I'm going to go.
Stay healthy. Bye.
I'm signed up for Comic-Con again, but that's a turnover. Comic-Con International, the original Comic-Con in San Diego. So that one
was exciting.
Well, it's fun to go. It's sort of a working vacation because I actually work at the art show as well as exhibit there, but I don't have to stay with my stuff. So I get breaks to go see the other stuff that's going on, and if I have the energy to do that. But I don't know, their attempt at online art show was a distinct failure for most people unless they already had something going, mm-hmm. you know, elsewhere. There's some like full-time professional artists that are in it, and then some that are, you know, the kids putting stuff up and their parents pay for a spot for them and say, oh, look, my kid's in the art show. So it, and everything in between. I'm one of the in-betweens. So, but like Karen was saying, though, people have to actually get up close and look at things before they want to buy it, because I put the same kind of stuff up on my Facebook page and a few other places, and no interest.
Have any of you done the Artist Sunday event?
I haven't heard of it.
I did a little bit of advertising for it, but didn't really. I think I'm just running out of, I'm getting discouraged.
Yeah,
I think I was telling Larry I'm in, I think, four at this point virtual festivals.
Yes, yes.
And have not sold anything.
Yeah.
And so it's just like, and normally, you know, I have to remember that normally my last show is in October, and then I don't have another show until May. And normally I don't, you know, I may sell something in the galleries, but I'm not actively selling during this time anyway. So it's not like it's, you know, my business is hurting, but it's just kind of frustrating to do all the advertising and, you know, and doing boosting posts and boosting things and nothing, you know. I'm getting more people on, and maybe they'll come see it at an art festival. Oh, I think I talked last week about Arts in the Park in Richmond. I got their application. And had I found out, had I talked to them yet?
No, you said you were going to call Jennifer maybe even that day and then let us know today what she said. Yes.
There was apparently a yellow sheet of paper inside the application that I was supposed to get that I didn't. That basically says they don't even go for approval for the permit until March. And that if they were not allowed to have it, they would be refunding the booth fee, but not the application fee.
Will the application go over to the following year or anything?
It did not last year. You know, they canceled out last year. We got both back last year, but you know, they're a nonprofit, and that's so I think they're trying to stay afloat just like a lot of us.
Yeah, but Comic-Con's nonprofit, but they gave full refunds to anybody who wanted them.
The only application, I got their application feedback, and I got an application feedback from Roanoke. Those are the only two shows I got application feedback. I got pretty much, I was not left hanging with any booth fees. A couple went forward to 2021 and everything else. I did cancel one, but it was Howard Allen, and I canceled it in time to get a credit. So, and then he ended up canceling the show anyway, but I was just, it was too tight of a show that I just didn't want to do it in COVID times.
Well, I feel like the conundrum is that, as you said, if just taking Arts in the Park as an example in Richmond in May, then they're saying that if they don't have it, that they would give the money back. But I feel like the conundrum is if they do have it, but I'm not ready yet, because Larry was saying last week that it would be good to, you know, for just in general to apply, because then, for instance, if they cancel, they may roll you over to the following year and you're already juried in, which is great. But then I also don't want to put myself in a position to pull out if they did have it, but, you know, there's not the vaccine
yet. I've had a long discussion with that, because I have Arts in the Park grandfathers in your booth space. And I asked her, you know, what happens if I have to pull out? You know, the show goes on, but I have to pull out because I don't feel safe, that I would lose my booth space, which is a great booth space, of course. And Jim Spillane told me I could have his booth space because he was going to retire, but he's not retiring. So.
Hey, I got a question. Does anybody know how to convert HEIC files?
I hate those.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mess with them. I think because it doesn't, let me try something here. Okay.
Yeah, that's what Tom sent me just now.
Okay, there. Oh, that's not one I took with the phone. There's one I took with the phone. Okay. If I mail it to myself. Oh, no, don't use that. Ah! No, stop. Photos. Gmail. If I mail it to myself, send.
It's weird.
Now, see, I mailed it to myself. It did not ask me what size. And it came across as a JPEG. But if I use OneDrive and all of that stuff, if you mail it from OneDrive, then it comes back as this HEIC. Because I was doing a thing where I was putting it in OneDrive and then sending the link, but I don't know how he's doing it. if he's doing it straight from photos.
Yeah, he texted it to me. I can't even save it to my photos.
No, I think he has to email it and email it straight from photos, not from anything extra. But he didn't seem like the knowledgeable type that would have OneDrive, which I found to be totally useless. Now, if I have something on my computer I want to put on Instagram, I just mail it to myself.
Oh, well.
Now, it didn't ask me what size I wanted to send. Mail. Gmail. Oh, it didn't send it as an... Ah, that's the other thing I run into. It doesn't send it as an attachment. But you have to go into the email and click on it and do save as.
Okay.
But I think if you just email it, it will work instead of texting it. I wish they quit changing things without. Because I used to be able to email it as an attachment.
Yeah, but they see Apple has that thing where it's it moves. And that's why they had to create their own image format. So.
Oh, right. That thing. I don't have that thing.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Maybe he doesn't have email on his phone.
Well, he texted it to me, but he's not technically savvy anyway.
Yeah. What else is going on out there?
We're in purple tier lockdown.
Oh, where are you from?
San Diego. So most of California is.
Virginia supposedly is back to, I think, 10 people in your house. No more than 10, no more than 25, but now, my husband's still having some issue with nobody wants to wear masks, even though we're under a mask mandate.
Well, we're under the mask mandate. Stores are at 25% capacity for, you know, customers entering. Restaurants are closed for dine-in. Gyms are closed. There's several other things like that. The only restaurants that are doing anything are the ones that have a good takeout system set up already.
I noticed I go to Giant every week. I don't know if you all have Giant grocery store. And in the beginning, they had somebody at the front making sure everybody had a mask on. And then for a while, they didn't have anybody. And now today, again, they had somebody standing there checking to make sure and passing out masks if you didn't have one.
They're also doing temperature checks most places here.
Wow.
I've started to do the online ordering and then go pick up, and they just put it in the back of the car and you leave. You have to be a little more organized about your shopping list, but my husband has been diagnosed with lymphoma cancer, so we need to take more precautions. And it's just kind of raised our level of anxiety about what we're doing.
Yeah, we're having a drive-through CSA box pickup and two donation drop-off at our temple this coming Saturday. Mm-hmm. That's the one I've got the scarves and hats out for, but people are going to be dropping off coats, whatever, winter clothing, and the teen group is collecting canned goods and, dry packaged goods, put together a holiday meal box. And then we have the vegetable pickup for people.
So do you do anything to sterilize the things that are being donated? Do you quarantine the coats? Do you spray them with alcohol? Do you steam them? Do you anything?
Mine are new, so they've been in storage, so that's not a problem. The other, we asked about that, and we were told as long as they're, visually clean and don't stink or anything, they'll take them.
I would quarantine all that clothing for 2 days. I would just hang it up and store it somewhere.
It'll probably be at least a couple of days before it's actually delivered.
Yeah, but I'm talking about people who are working with them, picking it up and storing them. I would be wearing masks, wearing gloves, spraying with alcohol, anything you can do.
Right. The charity we're giving it to, it's called Streets of Hope, and they lay down tarps on the sidewalk downtown and lay stuff out on it, and anybody can come by, and if something fits them and they want it, it's theirs.
Yeah, the idea of the blankets from the Army that were given to the Indians on the reservation, they were full of disease, is just what I'm thinking about. It's just, we have to quarantine the textiles.
Well, they said they want them no matter what. I don't know if they'll be taking some special things. I know it'll be, we already have bagged stuff, ready to go. And it's been at least a week since anything else new was put in that, because that's when I went and packed or, sorted through donations. We've had several deaths in the temple and, cleaning out mama's or grandma's stuff, and here's a big bag. Mm-hmm. So we've been going through that and pulling stuff, and it's some of it's new.
When I did the photo shoot with the four models, I made sure that things were quarantined, mm-hmm. Separate garments for separate models, and in between they were all steamed with a heavy duty steamer, mm-hmm. thoroughly, to almost to the point where they're wet, and then sprayed with an alcohol sprayer that was like, it's a plant mister. It's pretty good.
Yeah. We're using those for other things, but.
Yeah. I the textiles, I think if the virus is on, it might last for 2 days and then it's gone, but I would do everything you can to be cautious.
Right. I know the women's group made masks. And those will also be sold. We gave them to all the seniors. But what they did is they put it through a washer and then a dryer, hot dryer, and then stuck them in plastic Ziploc bags. And then they sprayed the bags with an alcohol solution. Good. So that's how those are being distributed.
Good.
Be careful with that alcohol solution. Back when my husband smoked, he's since quit, but he did sanitizer, the alcohol sanitizer on his hands or in his gloves, because he was wearing gloves, and then lit his cigar and lit his gloves caught on fire. Oh. I mean, it is.
Oh, they dry by the
it
time,
is flammable, yes.
It is flammable.
Yeah, well, so be careful of gas inserts, right, and having a spray of alcohol. Whoa, that'd be a little exciting.
They were using isopropyl alcohol as a spray.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it's dry, that's when...
Oh, they were getting some, the distilleries in the area are making sanitizing lotion.
San Diego has the highest number of breweries, you know, small level type stuff in, I guess, the U.S., you know, per capita or whatever. And since they can't have, you know, come to the brewery and taste our stuff type events, and they're, you know, the beer has to be a certain level, they have a lot of excess alcohol, and they've been donating that to whoever wants it to make sanitizers. I don't know what they mix it with for the gelling of it, but, you know, some of it's just the basic alcohol. They have to put something in it. I'm not sure what. I think they add in some isopropyl or something and give it out that way, and then they don't have to pay the ATF taxes on it because it's not drinkable. I know there's a little cidery down the street and around the corner from us in the strip mall, but she's still open. She has to go in and take care of her cider fermenters and all that, but she's selling off the porch there. If you want some, you bring your bottle and she'll fill it up. Or you pay a deposit on one of her bottles and, you know, bring it back for refills. And she has a special washer that, you know, sterilizes things. So she using mason jars with the, they have a handle on them, but they have the screw top.
Mm-hmm.
But she had just opened maybe 2 months before, you know, the shutdown in March. And it was like, ooh. Mm-hmm. And she's a semi-charity in that 25% of her profits are going to animal shelter.
Well, I think I'm going to sign off. I got to do some, I actually have an order. I got to lay it out and get working on it. I got an order, right? I've got the cloth. Now it's about cut and sew and design and laying it out. Oh. Yeah, I've not bought any new yarn for next year. I've just... My goal is to use what I have in my stash.
I think it's
been important. And I think we're going to get some different looking fabrics pretty soon.
You come up with some neat stuff when you have to make do with what you have.
Mm-hmm. We're good at that. As weavers, we're really good at that.
Mayors and people who make costume jewelry do the same thing. Mm-hmm. Most of my stuff now has been cleaning out, you know, stuff I didn't bother to put away correctly. So I have a lot of bits that I don't even know where the box they go in is at the moment, but using those up.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they turn into.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So thank you, everybody, but I'm going to sign off for now.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
I'm actually working on an image on the other computer that somebody just sent me. They have a deadline today.
Nothing like last minute, huh?
If it wasn't for last minute, I wouldn't be making a living. And actually, he emailed me, one of those pictures came in as a JPEG in my email.
Mm.
It was only the ones he texted me that were
okay.
Apple format. Now I got to get him to send me the other one, but it doesn't matter. He's going to have to send me the pottery to photograph. unless he doesn't want jury quality images. You know, if it's just for his website or to, you know, to sell online, it doesn't matter as much. So, anybody else have anything to add? I guess not. Next week?
Next week.
If I'm available at 11 a.m.
That's a different part of the country.
Time zone, yes. And right now my chickens are probably saying, where is she? We want to get out.
All right.
Okay.
Nice seeing everybody again.
Yeah. Okay. Good to see you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.